It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
It's always a great day when I get to do this show because I feel privileged and I feel super honored to be able to do something like this and be able to talk to interesting people and kind of break through and kind of go to another level with the industry of death, dying, grief, afterlife, you know, near-death experiences, what comes next. I've always been a curious person, and this show is basically there and has been created to explore. So I'm going to introduce my new guest. Michelle has been really interesting for me because I was connected with her through someone else I spoke to on the show. And they sent me an email and said, hey, did you realize that there's this expo in San Diego? And I'm like, no, what is this? This beautiful dying expo, what's going on? So I got a hold of Michelle. We went back and forth and we were, you know, sending each other messages. And lo and behold, we got on the phone, I don't know, maybe about a month ago. And we realized that we had a lot of similarities as far as our passion and wanting to help people and expose really cool things around the death and dying industry. So Michelle Little, she is all about dying and death, right? So now I've got another death soul sister. She's not only witnessed a lot of family members that have crossed over, but she lost a brother, a firefighter, a New York firefighter in 9/11. And so she's sort of just kind of been really focused on this industry. And she has started to put together what is going to be known as a beautiful time. It's the Beautiful Dying Expo, and it's here in San Diego. It's going to be November 2nd and 3rd in San Diego, California. And I'm just thrilled to have met her and made her acquaintance and to be part of this bigger picture on death and dying. So without further ado, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jane. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you. Thank you for even thinking about putting this together and allowing Beautiful Dying Expo to be heard.
Well, I love it, you know, because for me, you know, you literally have just made my life so much easier. You know, there is going to be an enormous amount of information and great guests that I will be able to draw from the Beautiful Dying Expo leading up to it. And so for me, it's wonderful because there's going to be, you know, you've got, well, first of all, explain to the audience, what is the Beautiful Dying Expo?
Well, the Beautiful Dying Expo is about getting the public to understand what we do as death midwives, as palliative care, as hospice, to let them know what it is that we have and what we can offer them. I think it's really important that the public knows exactly what's available. I know that there is a lot of talk now in the United States alone about, you know, can we start talking about death? Is it something we can open up with? And I think it basically starts off with the baby boomers, knowing that we're in a place right now that, you know, we can't just keep saying, oh, I wish you were around for my mother or my father. You know, we've got to start thinking about ourselves and our children. And being really responsible and accountable for who we are in these bodies that we have. And why not put on this huge expo that brings all these dynamics of different types of work that we do in the world to the public through this expo, this trade show that's never been done before. And so, you know, with regards to that, we're looking at attorneys and business people, jewelry, caskets, shrouds, psychics, everyone that we can pull together in this one room to really understand one another and network with one another. Because I believe that there's so much going on between, you know, in different disciplines and industries that this expo will pull together and bring the dynamics of who we are professionally, no matter what field we're in, together, and understand that the connections are already there.
Right. I love it. because I keep having conversations because as I gently age, I've lost both parents and a sister. And I'm starting to lose really good friends, you know, some that are super young and, you know, one minute you're there and the next minute it's, you know, hashtag next to your name on Facebook. And so I'm starting to really meet a lot of people and have these incredible conversations about this very topic, about why as Americans are we so buttoned down about this next great journey? Because in my opinion, and it's just my humble opinion, I just think we continue on. It's energy. You cannot kill it. That is scientific. We just change forms. But as Americans, we seem like we're not really all that excited about talking about it. Do you think it's a fear thing? Is that what you found?
I'm thinking, you know, yeah, I guess there's fear surrounding all of that, you know, at the bottom line. But There is definitely a societal change that happened, and maybe it goes back to like World War II, and just kind of locking down and honing in on, you know, being alive, being in the body, and don't even talk about death. I mean, for me, my family, we never, as a child, I wasn't allowed to go to funerals. It wasn't something that we were allowed to do. As a child, everybody in my family who died, they died of heart attacks, quote unquote. I mean,
yeah,
that's not really true. And then, you know, to know that that's not true as you get older in your teens and into your, you know, 20s and 30s and hear that, wow, he didn't die of a heart attack. He died by committing suicide. It's like, you know, that's a big change in a thought pattern and how do you deal with that?
Right. That's a really, really good point. And, I remember when I was a kid, one of my best friends, she had leukemia. I was too young to understand what that even meant. But she passed away. And I'm going to say I was probably 7 or 8 and I wasn't allowed to go to the funeral. And, you know, to this day, that really bothers me. It really bothers me. And my folks were just trying to be cool. I mean, and her name was Karen, and her dad was our doctor, our local physician. And they just felt that I wouldn't grasp it or understand it. And now here I am, the girl that has a show about death and dying and grief and crossing over. And I find it very interesting. I don't know. I think we need to educate our children. Like, I talk to my kids all the time. Like, I'm not going to be around forever, but my goal is to not leave my kids a mess. And I mean, in every way, like just to smooth sailing. I want them to come into the house and go, wow, you know, Mom and Dad had it down. You know, there's not a lot of crap. Yeah, there's going to be some stuff in the garage that they're going to have to, you know, throw in the trash or recycle or whatever. But for the most part, I really want like documents and just have pictures and memorabilia. And, you know, I write little notes about things like my jewelry and what it means, or if it was my grandmother's, and, you know, maybe they could pass it on to a kid or a grandkid in their future if it has meaning, that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
I love that you're opening this conversation, and I love, love, love that the Beautiful Dying Expo is here in San Diego. So let me just give a little PR here. It's go to the website. If you're sitting, you're listening right now, it's beautifuldyingexpo.com. It happens to be November 2nd and 3rd, 2019, right here in beautiful San Diego. And it's not going to be this gloomy affair. I mean, there's going to be food and music and dancing and workshops and practical ideas and care and authors that you can meet. And it's going to be really a celebration of what we know as life, because death is just a pretty big part of the actual living process. So I'm really happy you're putting this together. So tell me, so far, are you being received well as far as vendors and as far as people jumping on board?
It's been a really wonderful experience, considering I've never done anything like this before. And the planning committee and my advisory board committee, they have been absolutely tremendously wonderful. And I wouldn't be able to get this far without the types of people that are coming on board. So yes, the booths are being sold now. I've got some sponsorship letters that have been out, questioning, you know, what is it we do next. The website is pretty well done with regards to the packages that are available for attendees, to get CEs, for the professionals coming as attendees. We have exhibitor packets done and complete. We have sponsorship levels done and complete. They're out there and you can see them. It's just been a really phenomenal movement. And I'm really excited that this is going to be pretty amazing.
I know, it really is. Let's talk about, you know, some of the green issues with crossing over. Because up until I interviewed a funeral celebrant and director, I didn't realize that embalming, I thought everybody was supposed to be embalmed. You know, you're going to do the, and she's like, no. You do not have to embalm a body. And the fact that what happened, the way she was describing it is, we hurry up, you know, we grab the dead body. Here's this person, you've loved this person. Yes, they're no longer inside the body, right? But you grab the body, you quickly embalm it, then they take it and they take it to a cold funeral home, and then people look at the body and it's so weird and so, you know, surreal and kind of unnatural. And so what she was educating me about is how she actually goes into people's homes. Somebody that maybe is on hospice, meets with the family, finds out their needs, talks to them while the person is still alive, and then she fades in the background. Then when the person crosses over, she comes back in, helps them do this beautiful ceremony where they dress the body and they play music and they have the favorite food and the smells and they share stories. And then they open the doors and let the neighbors and family come in and have almost like this celebration vigil at the person's home. And I'm like, well, that sounds much more loving and cool and kind than the whole funeral parlor crap.
That's exactly what I see and what as a deaf midwife, that's exactly what we do. And it is kind. I mean, that's the best word to share right now. That was perfect, Jane. The whole aspect, you know, if you remember years ago, we used to have a parlor in our homes that are now considered living rooms. So parlors were there to, you know, bring, you know, have the body and love the body and take care of the body at home. And so what's happened is, you know, within the last 100 years, it's changed to living room. You don't want to die. You have a living room. And that's a very interesting concept of what's happened in our world. So yes, I mean, we did, that was what was. It was, you know, the body was home and you loved your person and you held them dearly. Until even after passing.
Well, this woman, Ann Murphy, I'm going to give her a shout out because she was fabulous. And she's the one that connected me with you. Here she is in Minneapolis. And she's this awesome woman who's like, hey, you need to know about this. Anyway, Ann said too that, I love that whole thing. We had a parlor in our home, you know, in Michigan, and it was beautiful. And I remember it was just this gorgeous room and it was right off the dining room, but that was what that room was meant for. But, you know, it helps in grief. She was explaining that for people to be able to honor and love, because you've shared this life with this person in this body, even though their soul is no longer there, and you can believe what you want about the soul. I'm not here to educate you or try to talk you into my belief system, but the soul is gone, right? So you have this dead body, but you loved the person that was in that body. And so you need to have that time to kind of, you know, honor and let it, I don't know, wash over you, instead of like, bam, 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 you're gone, you're in the ground or whatever, or in the incinerator. So I love that whole idea of let's just slow our roll when someone dies and do it mindfully and joyously and celebrate.
Yes.
So that's cool. So what's all the hoopla? I love it. I'm on the website right now. It is the Beautiful Dying Expo. It's in San Diego. Tell me, what is your wish list right now, Michelle? What do you need the most to get this happening, get it started so that this catches on and you end up doing these all over, not just the country, but the world?
That's a beautiful plan. I'm thinking what the expo needs is theater, set designs and production.
Okay.
For the theme itself, which is the Day of the Dead, all those beautiful colors and marigolds and things like that to really brighten up the beautiful expo on what it's supposed to look like and how it's supposed to feel. I think that's the biggest thing that's coming up for me right this moment. The reaching out, we have invitations that just went out via mail and email today to hundreds of people already. Those hundreds of individuals and businesses are reaching their people. I have my nonprofit fiscal sponsor is IVAT, the Institute on Violence, Abuse, and Trauma. They've taken the expo on as a fiscal sponsor for the event. Very incredible. They believe, I haven't met anyone that is saying no to this. There isn't anybody that says this is not, let me change the words around. Every person I've spoken with says, this is amazing. This is the perfect time. What a great moment to do this. There's no other time that is even better than what you're doing right now. And so the momentum of this is really important as we're coming up. I mean, we're coming into June 1st in 2 days. So I'm really looking to get that word out, get people to come in and exhibit. It's a trade show. It's not a conference. It's not keynote speakers. It's sharing your wares with the public. It's sharing what you have, what you know, whether it's information, whether it's things you're selling. Whatever it is a part of this whole trade show. And the workshops happen because you've purchased a booth. The workshops are submitted to the steering committee. They do the reviewing. They make the picks on who's going to be a workshop presenter. There aren't a lot of spaces for that, which is why we're looking for the specifics. So I hope that I answered your question.
No, you did. You did. And I love that. I love the weekend that you've planned it because it is. It's the beautiful celebration of Day of the Dead. And that's how I view it. It's very colorful and lively. And through education about us crossing through to whatever is next or not next, depending on your belief system, it helps us to really embrace life and to kind of get busy. It's that whole, I love that old phrase from the movie, get busy living or get busy dying, you know? And that's what it boils down to. And, I love it. I think it's great. So, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say you had mentioned something earlier about the body. And if we have a moment, I just want to share with you. I was in Ireland and I've been there many times. And this last time that I'd been there, I had jet lag, which I never had before. And during the morning time, which has been 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, I had this energy of something that overcame me. And I just want to share with you what it was. I wrote it down, and I think that it's I am, and I become. That which I become has a name given by ones before me. The truth of the light, which is within this body, that is known as Michelle Diane Weiss, knows only the essence of love. I am becomes the body, aware of the breath, the flow of blood circulating throughout this body named Michelle Diane Weiss. The energy that is illuminating through this body, feeling its love, feeling its life through the blood that beats the heart that moves through each cell to reach every organ, with balance, grace, and wonder, bringing its wisdom to all parts of this body known as Michelle Diane Weiss. I am invincible and all-loving.
That's so gorgeous.
I wanted to share it because it just shows that we are more than our body.
Oh, yeah.
And our body is here to share with us the essence of life, the movement, the touch, the smells, and all of our senses. And what we do with that in our bodies is so important as we understand why we're in it. And really, it basically comes down to love. Love for your body, love for yourself, love for others, love for all mankind and all living things on this earth. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. That was really beautiful. I would like to ask you a question because the show is called The Next Room, and I have my particular philosophy that, you know, we just sort of, you know, we exit and we enter the next room. I believe that we just kind of continue on, and my version of whatever, if you want to call it heaven or nirvana, but I just really feel like we're just energy fields and we just keep moving and going. So for you, Michelle Diane Weiss or Michelle Little, what is your version of the next room?
Yeah, so I believe that what we have deep within ourselves, within our hearts, is what is for that person. So for me, I want my body to be dressed in a mushroom suit, and I want this body to go back into the earth in a shroud of linen or silk, so that when it's placed in its space, that it turns right back into the world again, into this earth. So for me, I really think that we are energy, and that this energy is just whatever this pure love is supposed to be, what we truly want to attain. And I think that if it is just energy, Jane, if I am, that's a huge thing to be. Whatever happens with that energy, I hope that it continues to share the love that it's supposed to be wherever it goes and whatever it turns out to be in whatever plane or existence or multiverse that it goes to. There definitely is something more than this, and that's my belief.
I love that. Yes, bigger, grander, greater. You never know, you know, and that's, you know, we don't. But that's what's great, you know, because we're curious as human beings, or I would hope we are. And we should be talking about these fun topics, because to me, this is fun. This is entertainment, because I love the whole life existence part of it. And I love the whole death quotient part of it, because I feel like we can, you know, continue to connect. I've got many, many people and many stories of connections with those fabulous souls that have gone before us. If you just tuned in, Michelle Little is my guest. She is, you know, putting on this amazing, wonderful workshop. It is called Beautiful Dying Expo. So go to beautifuldyingexpo.com. It's coming up November 2nd and 3rd in San Diego, 2019. You have plenty of time to go on there. If you want to be part of it, reach out. If you want to sponsor, reach out. If you just want to attend, please come to this. It's going to be a really fun, lively, beautiful affair. So I'm really happy to have you on the show. What I'd like to extend to you now is just, I know you sent me a list of some people. As you are putting this together and as you're putting the whole trade show, it's not a conference, you're putting the trade show together, the Beautiful Dying Expo, you know, send people my way. And then that way I can talk to them about their trade and what it is that they bring to this death, dying, crossing over industry. And, you know, and we can have some fun with it. Cause I know that there's plenty of people out there that are pragmatic and that are very, A, B, C, D, and that's great. I want that part of it too. I think that that's really super important.
I definitely have some people in mind for you, and I will send you their bios and their photos as well. You'll have all of that.
That's great. But or if you want to, you can also cut down on your workload and just make an email introduction, and then I will say to them, okay, I need your bio, I need your headshot. That way it takes a little bit off your plate if you want to do that.
I think
people are professional enough. They can handle it, and then that takes you out of it. Or I can keep you CC'd so you know that they are coming up on the show. It's the Beautiful Dying Expo, November 2nd and 3rd, San Diego, California. Beautiful place to visit in November, by the way, because it starts getting kind of stanky in other places on the planet. But November is one of my favorite months here. It's just gorgeous and warm and lovely. So think about maybe attending. We've got a minute in closing. Final thoughts or requests or anything that you'd like to share?
First, I just want to honor you for having this opportunity to have the Next Door and know what that means for you and for us. And I want to honor that for the moment. And just thank you for this time. I think that you really promoted the expo really nicely. I don't think I need to promote it any further, except come and be a part and enjoy what you're going to learn. And those of you that are exhibitors and sponsors and workshop presenters, thank you for your wonderful good work. And it couldn't happen without you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I appreciate that. And I'm coming up with ideas as I'm sitting here. So I have a feeling that the network will let me add your link, the Beautiful Dying Expo, to my page, since I'm going to help be involved with this and, kind of promote it further. So thank you so much for coming on the show. It is The Next Room with Jane Asher, and my guest was Michelle Little. She is a lovely human being, and she's putting on the Beautiful Dying Expo in San Diego, November 2nd and 3rd. Just go to beautifuldyingexpo.com if you want to find out about being part of it, doing a workshop, sponsorship, exhibitor, whatever. It's all about this beautiful next chapter and kind of getting your ducks in a row while you're here in this room. So thanks so much for coming on the show, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.